counts, James.
Bragging rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it over there. Enjoy this contest, everybody. Thank you so much who has already participated. Again, get to whizcountry.com/chicken. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington, where the clock ticks toward a possible government shutdown, and Republicans in the House are still divided on a short-term fix. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has our top story.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who's still trying to coax this small group of GOP hardliners to accept a short-term fix that would keep the lights on in the government and keep federal workers from being furloughed. Government funding runs out on Saturday at midnight.
If it does, business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it could hurt the U.S. credit rating further.
Currently, Moody's maintains the highest rating possible for U.S. debt. Its two competitors, Fitch and Standard & Poor's, have dropped the rating by one notch.
President Biden will join the United Auto Workers president, Sean Fain, and striking union members on the picket line in Wayne County, Michigan today. Donald Trump will be there tomorrow, where he could hear from people like James Snow.
Both parties need to pay more attention to, do more to support us, and not just at election time.
Members walked off the job 12 days ago, demanding better wages, a four-day work week, and other benefits. Striking WGA members are expected to vote on a tentative contract agreement with Hollywood Studios starting today. CBS's Elise Preston is in L.A.
After nearly 5 months on the picket line, writers like Alex Zaragoza are greeting the news of a new contract agreement with more than just relief.
I immediately just had that, like, sobbing and just feeling so happy.
Union members are still only getting snippets of their new contract terms, which, if approved, would be locked in for 3 years.
California's governor has signed a bill banning school boards from rejecting textbooks. Here's correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Governor Newsom said the new law protects families and gives them the right to decide what's right for them. It bars school boards from banning instructional materials and library books because they provide inclusive or diverse perspectives.
No one won last night's Powerball jackpot.
That means another chance for you and even more money up for grabs. The jackpot's now an estimated $835 million. Your next shot at hitting all the numbers and striking it rich is tomorrow night.
CBS's Stacy Lynn, just in from Spain.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
Prosecutors have charged Shakira in a second tax evasion case. They claim she skipped out on more than $7 million on her 2018 income by using an offshore company based in the Bahamas. S&P futures down 25. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 64. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 57. Overcast. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 66.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. We hope the start of the day is treating you good. We're certainly going to. You got Melissa and James for the next hour, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to get into some That Ain't Right stories, local good stories of the day. We're going to talk about the most popular alcohol by state. And where do you feel love? Hey, PG answers, everybody. Come on. It's not even 10 o'clock. Come on. We'll get into that a little bit later, too. All that coming up for you. And it's live radio. You put Melissa and I together. Who knows what can happen?
You might get a book report.
Yeah, you might. We'll let you know about our schedule for the day, too. All that coming up for you. We dive into entertainment news right now. And for those that have not heard, Ryan Seacrest was named the new host of Wheel of Fortune. He'll be taking over next year. And he's revealed that he'll change when he takes over. What he'll change when he takes over? Absolutely nothing.
Well, I mean, it's pretty tried and true.
Mm. He says, quote, "With this game show, it's such a success and has been for generations. You don't mess with it. You mm-hmm. just don't mess with it. Just get out of the way, say good evening, and let's play."
Yes.
Ryan Seacrest is very good at what he does. He has hosted and emceed just about everything from radio to TV. But part of what he is so good at is not only his work ethic, which he is. Everybody that has ever worked with him will tell you he's one of the first people on set. He is always a professional, always treats people professionally. But it's also his... He somehow has not necessarily really lost touch with who the people are and who his audience is.
Yeah.
It's one of the harder things to do. You hear a lot of musicians talk about this, where their first album or two, it's grimy and it's gut wrenching and it's all this pure stuff. And then after that, they got nothing. it's hard for an artist sometimes to be able to have that. This happens with a lot of hardcore artists, whether it's in heavy metal or rap or even in country, where you have to walk a line in country of, well, am I selling out or am I just trying to hit a bigger audience? Am I, you know, all this stuff that a lot of artists deal with. It's interesting to me, the two genres that deal with this the most are hip hop and country, which is kind of funny to me.
Yeah, a little bit.
But Seacrest seems to get this. He understands his audience. He understands understands the audience for these particular things. When you do 1,000 shows, it's a little remarkable how you can keep track of that kind of thing. But I've been saying this as long as I've been on the radio. One of the greatest things you can do to understand this job or any job you are doing, know your audience.
Yep.
It ain't important. It ain't about you. If you are the type of person that needs to bark and talk in third person and it's about me, and I've got to talk, you are, I don't care what you think you have for ratings, you don't have half the people you think you have. They may have you on as far as your TV channel or your radio station or something, but they ain't listening. They may hear you, but they are not listening. And if you don't know the difference of that, then you are in the wrong industry. Ryan Seacrest knows. He gets it. He sees that they're listening. And I'm not a Ryan Seacrest guy. I'm not a giant fan of his. I just I think you have to respect good game. I think you respect people that are good at what they do. He's a good MC.
Yep.
I also think of something that I was looking for a good opportunity to bring this up with our listeners because you guys out there love looking behind the curtain a little bit. So Civic Media took over, and not long after that, when we get to meet Rebecca, and we started talking about changing our logos. And my pushback on that wasn't so much that I do love our old logos, but it was more so that we hadn't even had those old logos for very long, and we had just changed them after not changing them for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to put on the audience when we're already changing formats and ownership and all these things. So we pull back on that for a little bit. We release it in the last couple of months. And boom, look at the success with this. Look at how great this is. We can't keep these shirts in building. You guys love this stuff. And you've been very, very kind and very supportive about the new logos. I think you have to know your audience. You have to approach these things that way. It ain't about you. You can have, well, I want to do this, or the data says that. What do the people say? Don't give me numbers. What do the people say?
Yep.
If you're actually talking to the people, you know what they say. You're listening. Not just hearing them, you're listening to them. Mm-hmm. See what I did there? I went back to the...
Yeah.
Way to
go.
Melissa, I know you're not as huge into movies and TV shows and everything, but I think you know a lot more than I realize sometimes. are you a fan of The Office?
You know, I would be if I could see it.
Okay.
But I couldn't access it on any streaming that I had when I had the time to watch it, so...
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of people are big fans of this. It's one of those cult shows that only grew and grew, and even with it being off the air for almost well over 5 years now, it's it still has almost the same popularity as it had when it had their last episode.
Every person in my life loves this show, I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen every episode, love every episode. It's a great show, and that's why I don't know how to feel about this. There's reportedly a reboot of The Office in the works. Unfortunately, there is absolutely no other news available except that it's being developed by the original showrunner, Greg Daniels. So
that's at least in its favor.
Yeah. Daniel spoke about a possible reboot a few years ago, and he said, quote, "My biggest concern would be disappointing the fans. People will watch the entire series and then roll right into watching it again, and to me, that means we ended it properly."
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the things that I think is very interesting, especially about what you were just saying there, Melissa, that everybody you know loves the show. You haven't seen it yet, but if you had the opportunity, you would probably watch it. I don't know if there's a better compliment you can give to a show, especially one that hasn't been on the air for over 5 years, that it has that kind of longevity, that kind of like staying power. That's something that every producer, every writer, actor, creative, period, has been begging for, and you know.
Well, and it makes it tempting to, okay, let's keep going with it then if it's that popular. But the clincher is you probably got to get the same actors. And is that possible?
Yeah, and I don't think it is. I think you might be able to get a couple, but there's also a lot of other actors on that show that have either retired from acting because they weren't really professional actors to begin with, or they were, you know, bit actors. Or you have somebody like a Jim Karasinski who is just way too big now. I
moved on to other things.
Yeah, he's directing and writing stuff now and everything. So I don't know. I think it brings up an interesting debate, though, because and this isn't the same thing, but The Sopranos, one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, I think maybe the greatest written and acted TV show I'll ever see, period. Mm. They come out with a movie that's supposed to be kind of like a prequel kind of thing.
Okay.
And it wasn't any good. And now when I think about The Sopranos, that movie gives a little, it almost brings the legacy down a little bit of the TV show.
A little bit of a bad taste.
Yeah. So you run into that problem a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to ruin it. That's the thing.
I don't think it's worth bringing back. I don't think it's worth taking that chance. How many times have they brought something back and it's more successful than the original? Even a show like Roseanne, when they bring it back, and it did well ratings-wise, and it's very impressive that they could lose their lead actor and still go on for 3-4 more seasons.
Yeah.
But it's nowhere near. They've never hit the ratings numbers that they did with the original run.
Mm-hmm. I would say one of the only ones that, in my opinion, they did all right with was Firefly.
Yeah.
And the movie Serenity. It was okay. It wasn't a replacement for a continuation of the TV show, but the movie was good.
Yeah. We wrap up with Queen's lead guitarist, one of their songwriters and orchestrators, one of the geniuses of music, Brian May. Not only is Brian May of Queen a rock star, he knows his space rocks. He's an astrophysicist, for those that don't know. He's an actual astrophysicist, and he used his degree assisting NASA in a recent mission. They did this to collect a sample from the asteroid Bennu. Brian and a colleague created stereoscopic images using the spacecraft's data to locate a safe landing site for sample collection. Let's let somebody who actually knows what they're saying tell you about this, Mr. Brian May.
Hi, folks. Today is the day, the long-awaited day, when the sample of a piece of material from Bennu, the asteroid most likely to hit the Earth in the future, is recovered to Earth. This box, when it is opened, of material from the surface of Bennu can tell us untold secrets of the origins of the universe, the origins of our planet, and the origins of life itself. What an incredibly exciting day. Tune into NASA TV, go to the OSIRIS website, and enjoy this wonderful forward step in our knowledge of the universe.
Ah, God, I love his voice.
You got to love the accent.
It's a great accent. And it is fascinating what is happening with this.
Yeah.
Cool. Take one sentence of what he said out of there, and we could talk 5 hours about it, let alone all of that information, all of the things that possibly could come from this great expedition that's going on. Mm-hmm. The modern day explorers are not looking on the land on this planet. They're going outside of it. They're looking at other places, and we are in such a wonderfully interesting time that in our lifetimes, Melissa, we may find out how all this started. We could actually get something better than, well, there was a big bang, and let me check my notes. Let me check my notes. What else happened after the Big Bang? Big Bang, Big Bang, dinosaurs. We could actually like really find out how this all got going. It's fascinating.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
And you know, to have recently landed on the dark side of the moon. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really cool too. What India just accomplished, and I mean, it's cool.
Well, actually,
a lot going on.
There is no dark side of the moon. The whole thing's dark.
Okay.
If you know Pink Floyd, I'm just quoting Pink Floyd there. Okay, yeah, I was just quoting the end of Eclipse from Pink Floyd.
Sorry, you got to have Seth around for that one.
And a shout out to any of my classic rock fans out there. We will take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 64, winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows dip down to about 57. Overcast, tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, high temperatures reach up to 66. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. And we're about to dive into a interesting topic, the most popular alcohol by state.
Wisconsin, all of it.
Is it cheap? Anything under $2? Yes. Anything under $5? Yes.
Old Milwaukee.
Yeah, that is
Blue Ribbon.
Some hams. Got some hams out there. Some areas of the country love their whiskey. Others love beer, and some enjoy Boone's Farm. You know, or some of that. Where are my Boone's people? Where's all my Boone's people? We're talking about Wisconsin drinks here. Mm-hmm. I don't believe you can turn 21 officially until you've had at least one Boone's.
Which means one bottle.
Yes. A restaurant point of sale company released some data on the most popular alcohols by state based on actual orders. For example, Minnesota drinks the most beer at 53%, more than the national average. Kansas is second, followed by Pennsylvania. Wisconsin is just in the top five.
That surprises me.
Yeah, yeah. For wine, the top three are Massachusetts, Florida, and Rhode Island.
All right.
For hard seltzer, the top three are Ohio, Massachusetts, and Illinois. And when I say Ohio, I mean O-H-I-O with all capital letters. Ohio loves hard seltzer so much, they're 160% over the U.S. average.
Oh, they latched right onto that one.
That is incredible. That is incredible.
I mean, the way that hard seltzers have taken off, though, in popularity is pretty astonishing.
Yeah.
And that every single beer maker or alcohol maker has jumped on that bandwagon.
It is hilarious to me how quickly.
And, you know, half of them are disgusting.
Yeah. I don't get it. I will be completely honest. I know plenty of guys, women that love the seltzers. I don't get it. It's not my thing.
There are some good ones, but there's a lot of them that aren't good.
Yeah, I definitely believe that there are some good ones. I just haven't had them, but I'm sure that there are.
And they're overpriced.
Well, yeah. But I say that there are bound to be good ones out there because there are literally thousands. And one
to
of them,
choose from.
Statistically, one of them's got to be good. I mean, it's got to be, right? It was hilarious to me, though, to see this happen, especially, I believe if I got this right, it happened right around the pandemic or during the pandemic that the great seltzer craze happened. And
Somewhere around there with White Claw.
So at first, White Claw comes out and it's huge, and like Bud Light and a lot of these other companies were kind of ripping on it. And then, like, not even a month later, they're releasing their own.
We got our own.
Just
and ours is better.
It's so funny to me. A little bit later in this conversation, we're going to tell you the most popular alcohol of Wisconsin. If you want to take a guess, 715-424-2600, 424-2600.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see, since we know it's not beer.
So for whiskey, the top three are Kansas, Ohio, and Kentucky.
Kansas, Ohio, and Kentucky. Ohio makes the list again.
Yeah, yeah. Vodka, the top three are Delaware, Rhode Island, and Florida.
Delaware, Rhode Island, and Florida. Interesting spread. Okay.
I feel like all of these have had quite an interesting spread so far. I hadn't thought of that until you said that. That's a good point. For gin, the top three are New York, Minnesota, and Massachusetts. just all over the gamut here.
Now, New York and Minnesota don't surprise me, and I guess Massachusetts doesn't either, but I don't know. Gin is I view it as a little bit more of a sophisticated beverage.
I've always thought it's an acquired taste.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what you use in martinis and some other drinks. It tastes like pine needles.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of, it's an acquired taste for sure.
They also noted that Texas is the highest consumer of tequila, followed by Georgia, Arizona, and Florida.
Not surprising there.
Mm-mm. Rum is the most popular in Hawaii and Louisiana. The only thing surprising to me about that is that Florida didn't rank in the top three of that.
Rum, yeah.
Yeah. If Hunter S. Thompson's The Rum Diaries taught us anything, the Florida-Cuban area is very popular with that. Side note, best Hunter S. Thompson book you can read, The Rum Diaries. So good.
Okay.
It's so good. I love that book. And how about Wisconsin? Wisconsin, what is the most popular alcohol in Wisconsin? Do you want to take a guess, Melissa?
Well, you've already listed off a lot of them. I'm going to say brandy.
Let me see here. Brandy. Yes! Yes! Nicely done.
Specifically Korbel.
Yeah, right? It doesn't say that here, but it should. It should say
that here. Well, because that's the funny thing. If you go to another state and you order Korbel and Coke or Korbel and 7, they'd be like, are you from Wisconsin? Nobody else orders it that way. It's a brandy and Coke.
They've worked their magic on me, because that's how I love a rum and Coke. If I'm going to have a drink, that is my go-to 10 out of 10 times. And yeah, I if I'm having a brandy old sour or something, that's the way to have it.
Yeah, with Korbel.
And hard cider is the most popular in Vermont, followed by Oregon and Washington State.
Hmm. Well, there's a lot of apples in those areas.
Yeah, yeah.
As we covered on our Kitchens Open yesterday.
It does seem to, yes, it does. all of this is tied together. I don't know about you, but I'm noticing a lot of this tied together with that and the Johnny Appleseed that we did earlier and everything. That's kind of funny.
Johnny Appleseed Day.
Kind of funny how all that plays in. Yeah, so interesting list. There is more at PosToastTab.com, PosToastTab.com. I just thought a couple of interesting side notes here. They found the busiest and slowest days at cafes and bakeries.
Oh, okay.
So Mondays, very very unbusy, zero time. Nobody's spending any time. In fact, negative 10% of people are those the busiest days.
Well, and a lot of restaurants choose to be closed on Mondays because of that reason.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and even Thursday, it is still in the negative. It doesn't get until Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that they see a increase in busy times in cafes and bakeries.
Yeah.
So it really speaks to, you know, why when you're, you know, on a Tuesday morning and you want that bagel and they're not open and you're angry at them, why they are not open. It doesn't make any profit.
They can't afford to be open. Yeah. Well, and it also speaks to the amount of time that we spend working. Because Monday through Friday, or especially Monday through Thursday, you don't have time to do extra things like go out to eat or stop at a cafe or even stop for a coffee some days.
Another interesting part of this this list and the data from this is I think when you, because we're inevitably going to hear the word inflation again coming up, and I feel like that's such a throwaway word for both parties and. It is a go-to well before you and I were even born, Melissa. Inflation has been a go-to word in political seasons, and unfortunately, not enough people do their homework on this subject. Menu prices for burgers rose less than 1% between March and June of 2022 and 2023. Mm-hmm. And when we're looking at the rise in prices of certain things, and almost everything has risen in price, a lot of this is just the natural order. It was always going to go up. It was always going to have these things. That's business. That's the way these things work. Look at the stock market. Look at society in general. Hey, this is a big fad right now. Everybody wants guacamole. Guacamole, guacamole, guacamole. No, it's a rise up in guacamole. And all of a sudden, that business, that fades a little bit. So you see the market correct itself.
Well, and I think that it's also just a buzzword. It's an easy thing for them to fall back on and say, well, you know, these things are happening because inflation. Okay, but then what else should also be increasing in line with that? Wages.
Well said. Amen.
Because how are we supposed to keep up with being able to pay for these things if only the CEOs and, you know, the big guys at the top, and I say guys specifically, are making the money. Workers need to make the money too, or we can't afford. James, we can't afford streaming services.
Yeah, right. Yeah. this is all.
Let alone rent and groceries.
Right. But go ahead and raise your hands, everybody, if you trust CEOs to make the right call. If you
for
trust,
us.
Yeah, if you trust CEOs and owners and all that to do right by people, do right by their workers.
If you think they have our best interests in mind, we should probably have a conversation.
Yeah, and feel free to call up because I got this bridge in San Francisco that I've been dying to get rid of. I can give you a really sweet deal on it too.
Every time they throw out the word inflation, I kind of close my ears because I'm sick of it.
Yeah, well, and you look at this, and look at who's saying it and how they're saying it. So much can be told to you just by the tone or the tact or the way that they word things. Certain politicians, they want to do everything they can to make it seem like none of this is your fault. You are never to blame. In fact, it's everybody else, and it's even the government's fault more than it's you. Other politicians will tell you, guess what? This is on all of us. This is something that we all got to work on. It takes all of us to make this country work, and it's going to take all of us to make it better. That's...
Well, and it's also, you pointed out something key there, James. Look at who's just pointing the blame at other people and pointing fingers instead of taking ownership for what's happening in our country and what's happening to the American people.
Yeah, look at the people that want to talk out of both sides of their mouth. Less government, but at the same time, trusting CEOs to do this right by us and these kind of things.
Yeah, we're going to stick our nose in your private medical business and your bedrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
But less government.
Less government, but we're going to tell women what to do with their bodies. But less government. Yep. Less government. Melissa's news right around the corner here. And after that, we're going to get into where does love come from?
Okay, I got to go get a book.
You go ahead and do that. We'll meet you back here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A 17-year-old Marshfield High School student was killed in a two-vehicle crash on Friday morning. Sophia Smurs from Junction City died at the scene of the crash at County Highway Y and Shady Road. The crash happened a little before 6 a.m. on Friday morning. Smurs was traveling west on County Highway Y, and 46-year-old Jason Peterson of Arpin was traveling north on Shady Road when the two vehicles collided. Peterson's injuries are unknown. He was transported to Marshfield Medical Hospital. The Wood County Sheriff's Department and the Wisconsin State Patrol are still investigating the crash. Students heading to Rib Mountain Elementary yesterday morning had a scary ride when the bus left the road and went through a ditch. News 9 reports there were about 20 students on the bus when the kids say the bus driver passed out. It happened on County Highway NN and Partridge Drive in the town of Rib Mountain Monday morning on their way to school. All of the children were seen at Aspirus in Wausau, and a few had minor injuries. The school district will have additional counselors at Rib Mountain Elementary to support students and their families on Tuesday. There will be a full-scale hazardous materials incident training exercise in Wood County today involving more than 6 local agencies. The Wood County Local Emergency Planning Committee, along with Wisconsin Emergency Management, is hosting the training to ensure that responders from multiple agencies can effectively coordinate their efforts in the event of a real emergency. The training will take place from 8 to 11 this morning at ERCO Worldwide. They will close down an area on Highway 73 from the corner of Highway 54 to Wilhorn Road. There will be a heavy police, fire, and EMS presence, but there is no danger to the public and no hazardous materials will be released. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Celebrate homecoming with the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field on October 7th against Rutgers. With multiple sold-out games this season, it's time to act fast and lock in your spot for game day. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 64, winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight chance for scattered storms, lows dip down to about 57. Overcast, tomorrow chance for scattered showers, high temperatures reach up to 66. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Mel and James here with you. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little love.
Yes, let's.
When you feel love, where do you feel it? Ah, hey, again, PG show, everybody. Come on. How you answer might depend on what type of love it is. A study found that when it's love for a stranger or a pet, most people say their head or their heart. But with true love, it's our whole body.
Mm-hmm.
So this is interesting. The study published this month in the Journal of Philosophical Psychology is said to be the first mapping of embodied experiences associated with 27 types of love.
27 types. Okay, wow.
Researchers at Aalto University in Finland asked participants how they experience romantic love, sexual love, parental love, and love for friends, strangers, nature, God, or themselves, among other types of love. Participants were asked to pinpoint where they feel the love in their bodies, how intensely the feelings were physically and mentally, and how the love was associated with touch.
Okay.
And they really, I mean, it is such an interesting, you can go down a rabbit hole with this one, Melissa, where it is just fascinating to see all the science that they can find to attach to this feeling.
Yeah.
All types of love were felt strongly in the head, but differed elsewhere. Some spread only to the chest, while others had people curling their toes. The strongest,
like when you step into grass.
Yeah. Oh, good example. Or sand. Yeah. Yeah. Good example. Mm-hmm. The strongest forms of love, passionate, true, and a love for life, were felt most widely throughout the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
While the weakest, practical love, was only felt in the head.
Okay.
Quote, it was noteworthy, though not very surprising, that the types of love associated with close relationships are similar and are most strongly experienced. Philosopher Paretti Rinne, who contributed to the project, said in a statement. The more strongly a type of love is felt in the body, the more strongly it's felt in the mind and more pleasant it is.
That makes sense.
So it's part of the reason why your love for your child would never go away, more than likely, but your love maybe for a significant other can grow and change.
Because
you are taking it in and feeling it throughout your whole body. Your whole body is going to grow and change. It's a little similar to the love of a child, but just some differences here and there.
Right.
Although, contrary to stereotypical gender norms, men in heterosexual relationships are more likely to admit being in love first. On average, men considered confessing love 69 days into a relationship, while women didn't think about it until 77 days in. This is not surprising to any man out there. I don't think it is.
Or any woman.
Although lovers might have been feeling it for a while, I love you wasn't usually said until 107 days into in for men and 122 for women. Yeah, it's interesting. It's just an interesting list.
But it's also important, you know, and good that you feel those feelings, but you take the time to examine them.
Yeah. I've never been the person that's afraid, oh God, I don't want to say I love you and then not say it back. To me, I'm saying it because I want them to know. I'm not saying it because I'm hoping they say it back to me.
No, you're saying it because you feel it.
But I do feel for people when it comes to that whole being the first one to say it or whatever and all that. That is rough.
How many online threads have you read of, what's the worst response you've heard to I love you?
I think Me Too is one of them that I've heard. That's rough.
Me Too.
And especially with like kind of
thank you.
Yeah. The worst though, I was, thank you. Oh my God. Oh, that I even felt that. I've never had that one said to me. Oh my God. That was a punch to the chest. I think the worst one I've had, it wasn't so much anything they said. I said it to a girl, I want to say in like 9th or 10th grade or something. And she looked at me and smiled and did the whole punch on the shoulder thing. Yeah, all right.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, good. All right, bud. I can still feel it. I can still feel it.
Well, and things from that part of your life hit hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's so many uncertainties and changes you're going through, and love is a big part of that when you're exploring and figuring it out.
But I think I needed that, and it helped me understand what I was saying before, that when I do say that going forward in life, I'm not saying it so that somebody says it back. I'm saying it for, to me, the right reasons, because I want them to know that that's the essence of it and everything. I think that we learn those things in those situations, as difficult as they are at a young age to go through. It's how we learn that kind of stuff.
As we live and learn,
when I say I'm a foolish romantic, I cannot underline the word foolish enough. I grew up thinking, well, my nan and papa, my mom and dad, they got together at young ages. I'm sure that's going to happen to me. So almost every girl that I dated for like more than a couple weeks when I was first dating, like in the high school days and everything, I thought might turn
this
into
something.
This is
the one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I needed to go through that to realize that's not how it always works.
No, not always works. That's very true. But when you brought up this topic, James, I said I was going to give you a book report because it plays in perfectly to this book that I just finished that was really delightful. It's called The Little Village of Book Lovers by Nina George. Mm. And it spent a really long time on the New York Times bestseller list, but it focuses on, it's about love. The book is about love, and it's about the character of love as an actual entity. And then all of the other, you know, like fate and logic and reason and chaos and all of these other things it touches on. But it focuses on this little girl who was visited by love when she was a baby, and death came and took her grandma. But this little girl grows up with the ability to see where people feel love.
Whoa.
So she sees it in the fingertips of her stepmother. And she sees it in, it glows in the hair of her best friend when they're young.
So
these different places where people feel love. And it was a very sweet, touching book. I'd recommend it to anybody. It's called The Little Village of Book Lovers.
I pulled it up here, and because it sounds like something that my mom and sister would love too, so I want to send this to them, and they're already thanking you, Melissa, because they love these kind of things. You can find this at penguinpublishing.com. I encourage you to reach out to them before Amazon. PenguinRandomHouse.com. PenguinRandomHouse.com. This is such a popular book. Their questions right away, is the town in Book Lovers real? Like some of those. That tells you right away how much people love a book when some of the most searched questions for it. It must be a good book. That's a good sign.
Yeah, and I checked it out from my local library here, and right it on. Was a 14-day checkout. It's actually due today, and I meant to take it back yesterday, but I'm kind of glad that I didn't.
Yeah, that worked out.
Because then I got to TikTok and promote it.
Yeah, that's very cool. I keep thinking about this, and I want to say, I don't think this is my idea. I think you came up with this, Melissa, about doing a book review or doing a book suggestion segment.
Yeah, or a segment there where we talk about books.
Yeah, I think we should do that. I think we should work on that. That'd be a fun idea. Let's give ourselves more work, Belle. Let's give...
Sure, why not? You know, I somehow have figured out to have more hours in a day. We can totally do
that. What is wrong with me? What is right? I did want to touch on one other bit of science news, and I just find this fascinating, and I think that you will too, Melissa, and hopefully our listeners will as well. in prehistoric news, we found the oldest known wood structure.
Ooh.
It is almost 500,000 years old.
Wow.
So
where is it?
Our ancient ancestors made it, not us. Experts think it was part of small raised platform used to keep stuff off the wet ground. They say it shows Stone Age humans were more capable than we realized. And I want to say Kalamagoo Falls is where this was discovered. Zambia. In Zambia.
Oh, Zambia. Okay.
Zambia. Thank you. Yes, Zambia.
Or Zambia. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think you're right. in Tanzania, basically. Okay, we're talking Tanzania.
Okay.
That's my fault. I'm mucking this all up. I'm just excited to talk about it because I didn't think we'd have time.
Old wood.
That this is our wheelhouse, Mel. that the wood has remained in place and intact for 500,000 years is extraordinary, and it gives real insight. This window into this time period, said Duller, one of the co-author of the study on the wood structure. It's completely changed the view of what people were capable of at the time.
Hmm. Wow.
We're capable of so many more things that we even realize that we even realize. That's just fascinating.
As we know with, you know, our history here in America, a lot of the structures don't survive or didn't survive because they were made with things like wood as opposed to stone that last longer. So a lot of those things have been lost. The fact that they found it, that's really, really cool.
It's pretty interesting. We'll take a break. We'll come back and take it to the top of the hour. Mel and James on The Morning Show at WFHR.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk, a message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 64 this afternoon under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows level off around 57. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 66. Overcast.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Little Lenny Kravitz playing us in. Love this song. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining Melissa and I. We got some local good stories of the day we're going to touch on in a moment here, but we got to get to the That Ain't Right before we can get to the good. And we have just one feature That Ain't Right story today because we only need one.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever accidentally sent someone a photo meant for your eyes only? A 27-year-old guy asked Reddit for advice over the weekend after he, accidentally sent a nude photo of his wife to his entire family and hers.
That's a big accident.
Oh my God, that's a big accident. They just got married and were on their honeymoon. He shared a bunch of pics from their trip, including one of her topless in a hot tub.
Okay, at least it's just her topless.
That's
slightly better than any kind of thing more explicit.
Did we all collectively just do one of those whoosh
sigh of relief almost? Because being topless in other parts of the world is pretty, you know, normal.
I mean, yeah, if you ask somebody, hey, you're gonna there's gonna be a nude shot of you, that's the one. I mean, that's the one you're okay with, at least I would think. Luckily it wasn't that bad. Her back was turned so you couldn't see anything, but it was still racy, and some of her family members don't believe he sent it by mistake, so it's causing a ton of drama because they just got married, of course. They don't know the families well.
So it wasn't even, it was her back?
Come on. Most people on Reddit said don't worry about it. It was their honeymoon, and the photo wasn't that racy, so it'll blow over. But it got people talking about similar mistakes they've made, which we love. One guy posted a photo of his topless wife looking out a window and didn't realize you could see the reflection in the glass. All right, that tops the first one. That's good. Another woman once took a photo of an intimate area to send to her doctor, and it automatically got backed up to in shared folder online.
Oops. Man,
that cloud thing.
You get in trouble with that.
And another woman said she somehow posted a topless pic on Facebook 8 years ago, and it still haunts her.
Yep. Anything you put out there, it's out there forever.
This is why we tell young people over and over and over again, think before you hit send. Yes. Be careful.
Be conscious of what you're sharing and what you're posting online.
You want to know the best way to make sure nobody can take these things and use them? Don't
take them.
Yeah, don't take them. That's it. There you go. We just solved it for you. I have to say, though, I get... There's a part of me that that admires this to a degree, and admired might not be the right word, but I have such a body conscious mind that I almost admire people that are like, here I am, and I'm not saying that doing that on a global level. I mean, even with your significant other or with a new person you met or something like that, like. the braveness of that to in some ways when it is asked for, when it is forced or it is surprised.
Yeah,
or anything.
Don't send unsolicited nudes.
Oh,
just
dear
don't
God,
do it.
Dear God, of all the that ain't right
don't
stories. That is up at the top of the that is a top three every time. But
we are a little bit, I don't know, inhibited, I guess, in this country of nudity. And I don't know. It's skin.
It seems silly.
We all have skin.
It seems silly. Yeah. I mean,
there are times where it is definitely taken to an extreme. Now, do I want, you know, am I for showing yourself to any and everybody? No, because there's appropriateness and inappropriateness. But if you go to a nude beach, expect to see nudity.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we're asking a lot of society. I don't think so. No. I don't think that guy is asking that much of that family to give him a break.
No.
Back off. You know, there's plenty of reasons to have drama. You don't have to scrape the barrel for it. There will be plenty of things to come up that'll give you plenty of opportunities for that drama.
Yes.
Ooh, we need a palate cleanser. We'll have one today from 3 to 4 for you when we kick off Midday Magazine for the week. Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with your Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, will be in part one.
Excellent.
We'll be talking about plenty with Lacey. And then in part two, we have the Family Center joining us.
Oh, good.
Always look forward to our conversations with the Family Center every single time we can, and especially as we get closer and closer to October. For those that do not know, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes.
So you better believe we're going to be talking about this a lot next month, and I don't want to hear any complaints. Did we figure out domestic violence? Did we solve it? Let me double check here. Nope. In fact, in Wisconsin here alone, there has been an increase since the pandemic of domestic violence. So we got work to do, and we want you to be on the right side of history on this subject. We encourage you to get behind this with us in the Family Center and join us today at 3:30 for that great conversation.
Yes.
We have a great event going on tomorrow at the Job Center of Wisconsin, where talent and opportunity meet. Wood County Resource Fair is taking place tomorrow from 10 to 2. Introduction will take place at 11. This is all going on at the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 320 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
So if you're on the market or you're looking or you just want to see what's out there, stop down and check it out.
Be sure to check that out. And of course, Wednesdays means bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo.
The Wisconsin Rabbits Elks Lodge.
Yeah. Join them when their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Our Elks Lodge continues to put back into our community with scholarships and hosting events and all these other things. This is a great way for us to not only help them continue to do that work, but to have some fun while we're at it, too.
Oh, yeah. And Two Hearts Catering is there to help feed you.
Thank you for that. Absolutely. We got to mention our friends at Two Hearts. That's an awesome one. And also keep in mind tomorrow, as we are going into the final week of September, man, I can't believe that.
Kind of flew right by.
It really did. American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin will have their doors open from 7:30 to 9:30 tomorrow at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge.
Hey.
Just proof of what I was saying. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments are provided at no cost. A big thank you to everybody that helps host this event and make sure that it goes on without a hitch. I actually got the chance to talk to our friend Tom earlier today. Tom is already got a bunch of work in line and notes for us and everything lined up for our meeting next week when he joins us for our monthly veterans update.
Great.
And finally, I just wanted to send everybody over to uwswac.org and find out more about United Way. We are in football season, Melissa, and one of the things we love about this time of year is rooting for our home teams. More than the Packers, more than the Badgers, more than any other team, rooting for your home team involves your United Way.
Yes.
I can easily show you the statistics and the numbers and the data to show that the United Way puts more into your community than those organizations ever will. you really want to back your home team, back your local United Way. For us around here, it's our local United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Wherever you are, there is a great United Way. We encourage you to be a part of the action that they have going on. One of the things we have happening here in town is, of course, our Great Day of Caring that is coming up on October 21st.
Yeah, I think you have until the 6th to sign up if you want them to come and clean your yard.
Yeah. Be sure to let them know about that. We're trying to get 100 yards this year. And with that, we're gonna need rakers.
Volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. So whether it is you or you want to put a team together, and I do suggest, if you can, putting a team together.
Because that's fun.
It really is. You can register your yard, or you can find out more by calling 715-421-0390, 421-0390, or speak to somebody at 211. You can get a resource specialist there. And, of course, find them more out at uwswac.org.
And they also have their Day of Denim coming up on October 6th. And that's another easy way to donate to your to our United Way. Mm-hmm. You pay $5 online and get to wear jeans to work, no matter what your dress code is.
It's pretty cool. Find out more at uwswac.org. A 56-year-old guy in England is in the news because his 2-year-old pet turkey named Trouble follows him everywhere. He saved her life as a chick 2 years ago, and she imprinted on him. Now she takes her. Now he takes her everywhere he goes, even the dentist.
Oh my goodness!
If you look up Trouble the Turkey, you will find some great video and some great like palate cleansers. I mean, there is some really good stuff out there with this. I really enjoyed it. I don't know. I spent a little time this morning just watching this man and this turkey. And this is no small turkey, everybody. I mean,
2 year old. It's probably full grown.
Yeah, this is a nice sized turkey. He's popping around. But I didn't even know turkeys were capable of this. This thing is snuggling with him. Like it seems like a bird, like a normal domesticated pet. I just didn't know that you could do that with turkeys. It's pretty cool. That's a good palate cleanser out there. And while you're in a bird brain state of mind, head on over to wiscountry.com/chicken and get in on this naming.
Yes, we want you to help name our WIRI chicken. Mm-hmm. You can submit up to 3 names and you get a chance to win one of our fabulous prizes.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff. First, second and third prize are going to be a one-night stay at Chula Vista with some water park passes and zip lining passes and some other stuff. And first place is not only a 2-night stay and extra swag and knows everything else, But
bragging rights.
Yeah, bragging rights. Yeah. We encourage you to get in on this. You can, again, submit up to 3 names, and you have and now until September 30th to do this. Get to wiscountry.com/chicken. Mm-hmm. Great show, Melissa. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good one out there, everybody. And if you